Ladies and gentlemen, hey, it's Jesse from the original Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Granny Shifting, the Fast and Furious podcast.
Thanks for choosing Granny Shifting. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason, and we're glad you're here today.
And this is minute 81 of Fast and Furious.
And today we're broadcasting live from sunny Cancun, Mexico.
Yeah.
It is beautiful down here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm really loving it.
Sand in my toes, wind in my hair.
Yeah.
A margarita in my hand.
Bathing suits in my butt cheeks.
Yeah. Is that where you keep them?
I'm saying that's the kind of bathing suit you wear in Cancun. Oh. The kind that goes in between the butt cheeks.
How many can you fit in there?
I only wear one at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I keep a spare in there as well.
Oh, right. Just in case.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing me along. It's a shame that I have to go to the kids' club every day.
Yeah. So let's get to the minute. Oh, wait. First, we got to do some shot roulette.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. All right. Who's spinning? Here, why don't you spin me first? This is my shot.
Let's see if we can get it. We got three shots of water left because we're very keen on figuring out the difference between what water looks like. Ryan gets a 7.
Oh, no. I forgot to switch it.
What happened?
I forgot to switch it so people could view it. Anyways.
What's wrong? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, that's a water.
7.
Water has teeny little bubbles in it.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Ready? Here we go. I'm spinning for myself. You don't want 8. That's the only one you don't want.
Yes.
All right, let's keep this going.
Another shot? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we just drank 2 shots of water. Why would we stop now?
All right. So I'm spinning for myself?
Yep.
Okay. 50-50 shot.
Get the 8. Get the 8. No. No.
No.
Oh, that's good. You have to drink the bottle of champagne.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. I'm 5. Oh, cheers. Bottoms up.
Move it. I have to spin mine. Just, you know. Woo, woo, woo. Look at that 8 going around there. You should be watching on YouTube. You're missing out.
Yeah.
Ooh, tequila. See, this one's like fruity.
That's gin. That's definitely gin. That's low alcohol.
Good thing I like gin. Hang on.
Donde vas? Oh, okay.
It's hard to sneak stuff into your house without you noticing. All right. Do we shake champagne? You shake first, right?
I don't want to get stuff all over my keyboard, though.
What kind of stuff are you talking about?
Champagne spray. I don't want to get that on my keyboard.
I need a bottle opener.
Oh, really?
Or a Ryan Hershey's arm.
Ryan Hershey's arm. Do I have my keys? Ah! I don't have my keys on me.
I don't either. What do we got here? In the drawer? Screwdriver will work.
Will it?
How much pressure is in a champagne bottle?
I don't know.
I feel like I hear glass cracking.
Do you want me to go up and get a bottle opener?
No, I'm halfway done.
Oh, is that how you... Oh, I hear it. Get that ASMR.
There's pressure in there. You hear that? Oh, I hear glass cracking, too.
Oh, the pressure's gone.
All right, now I'm just going to use my ring. Ah! That is, like, way harder than a normal bottle.
That would be one thing that I should start keeping in my desk drawer here, obviously. A bottle opener.
Let's get this open, then we'll start recording the episode.
Have I told you that people have asked me before, is it a podcast about Fast and Furious or alcohol review podcast? So I do feel like for a long time there, we were just reviewing different types of alcohol.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Was, we gave them all good reviews, so people stopped taking us seriously after a while. It's so close.
Can that really do it like that? I mean, I guess you're just bending it out.
Look at this. I got it.
We're there.
It's open. Smell that.
Oh, is that 1881? That smells
1882,
good.
1882, actually. Wow. 81 was a good year, too, but 82. Look how fizzy this stuff is. That's wild. I'll get a little ASMR of that. I don't know if it picked that up. All right. So, remember, I'm in Mexico right now.
Right.
For real.
Yeah, I'm not.
Ryan isn't.
I'm in just regular Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So, but it is beautiful down here.
Yeah.
And Brian is still in the office at the FBI headquarters.
Right.
Stasiak's nose is so jacked up. That's got to be like fake makeup, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it is a Z in the bridge of his
but
nose.
But he comes later into the movies and his nose still looks like that.
Really?
You think they modify it
the
every
rest?
Time? Yeah.
That's wild.
I mean, it doesn't have the blood on it anymore, but.
Let's try this 1882.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. This is Korbel.
Champagne is made from grapes in the.
This is California champagne. Champagne, it's wine. Champagne is a town in Italy. I think Italy.
Is that Champagne?
It's a town of Champagne, and the wine they produce there, they call it Champagne. So they've imitated
why
and called
it,
a... Well, some types of wine are fizzy, bubbly.
Certain kind. So Champagne is just...
Do not shake. Champagne is a wine, a fizzy wine, a bubbly wine. But this is, it says California champagne. They're just trying to imitate what Champagne, the town of Champagne, was known for.
Yeah, Champagne wine region of France.
France, what is it?
France,
Italy.
Yeah, certain grapes used.
That was close.
I thought there was a certain town. Is it town? Oh, Chardonnay grapes.
What about it?
That's the type of grapes they use.
In Champagne.
A sparkling gotcha. Wine made from grapes grown in the Champagne region of France. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep. All right. So Big Donut Man is saying that they're going to be so busy. High Brass is going to be so busy.
Yeah.
Holding press conferences over the seizure.
The seizure of the drugs.
Yeah. I guess. We never did find out where the drugs were.
Yeah. So we'll skate under the radar. Like he's saying they're upset, but because the drug seizure was so good that they're going to kind of forget about it.
Right.
And let. So he said, we'll just kind of.
So it sounds like they can just keep going, doing what they're doing.
No, he's saying we just lay low for a little and this will blow over. Okay. But Brian's like, I thought we signed on to do the right thing.
Right.
But he doesn't want to quit. He wants to just keep going. And his boss.
I'm trying to read his face here. He almost looks like. Why are you getting so upset about this?
He's thinking back like, that is what we signed up for.
Yeah, sometimes you get so...
He's disappointed in himself.
Separated from what you're supposed to be doing. Get caught up in the politics.
Yeah. Now, scene change. We have one of our brightest characters on the show who is trying to evade the police right now. So he goes to a spot. Nobody would expect him. He goes to the grave of his recently deceased girlfriend.
Yeah.
Not only that, but he chose this bright individual for his first date of his new girlfriend to take her to the funeral of his old girlfriend.
Where's she at?
I don't know. All right. So Dom is at the graveyard, the gravesite of Letty.
Yeah.
Which and
you had the same thought that I did when I first saw this. I'm like, who is Letitia?
Yeah. And like Letty Ortiz.
Letty did not ever sound like a nickname to me. It just sounded like a name.
Right.
Like, I guess it
Letty
is.
Letty short for Letitia.
Yeah.
But he had, what's her name?
Giselle
with him.
Yeah.
How?
Where is she?
Strange to bring her here.
But and we don't like, see her. We don't see her here.
It really bothers me. No, you're right. We don't. But what do you do? Just let her go? Drop her off somewhere? Like, we thought he was chasing Phoenix.
Right.
But he wasn't. He
was
escaped.
Just trying to get away.
Why would he take her? Excuse me, I got the hiccups.
So he's
can
just
you scare me quickly.
Ah!
All right, good.
So he's just looking off into the distance, pondering his life choices. Probably he's like, were the DVD players really worth it? You know.
Yeah, I think what he's thinking is, you know, they're all trying to hunt me. Maybe this isn't the best spot that I should go. I should go somewhere less. Obvious, so they won't find me. So where does he go next, Ryan?
In the car that he ran away.
In the Subaru he escaped in.
He's parked in the driveway, visible from the street, of his own home.
Working in his garage with the door open at night and the light on.
Yeah, which we know
back it up a hair.
The police know that he lives here, obviously, because they stopped in early, and that's where they picked up Mia.
Right, and they've got to be keeping an eye on this place. I want to see the engine bay of this car he's working on. So he's wrenching on, he's wrenching on the Chevelle
Charger,
and that's what I said. And do you see any fuel injection here? That's this stuff up here,
this
right
here, right? We got 1, 2, 3, 4.
So he's got a big blower belt. It's pretty crazy if you
fuel
think
pressure
about
gauge here.
The belt on that blower is probably 4 inches wide.
Yeah.
And I've heard of like cars stripping the teeth off the belts.
So
I'm guessing you have to run a crazy wide belt. How much force does it take to like spin a supercharger like that? It's pretty crazy.
And that must take a ton. One of the like faults of a supercharger, right? It takes engine power to run the supercharger.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. And that seems like, I don't know much about superchargers, but that seems huge.
Which the turbo.
Like if you look at like a power charger, what do they call it? Right? A power charger? Pro charger.
Yeah.
Like they're pretty small and they produce a lot of power.
There's different types. I forget what this kind is called. I don't know much about superchargers. This one uses like cams that sort of rotate towards each other and compress the air down into the engine. The other style looks like a turbo, but instead of having an exhaust like housing on the back, it has a belt. So it's like basically spinning a turbo with a belt. I don't know much
about it.
There's
the Chrysler Pentastar there.
You said about the stolen horsepower. The thing with turbos is they use wasted power, which is like the pressure of your exhaust coming out of your car is how turbo, that's what a turbo uses to spool itself up.
Right.
It's crazy there's that much pressure there that can like, spin a turbo that fast. And
I forget. It's been a long time since I studied this, but newer turbo diesels have something that like is constantly spooling the turbo.
Oh, really?
In the exhaust so that it's like ready.
There's no lag then.
Yeah, it's like ready sooner. I don't know about there's no lag, but it's like ready for power sooner. I forget how they do that. If it's a motor or if it's something else, I forget what.
So rally cars, like the one Dom's driving, would have something called anti-lag. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
And they, it's like in, but if you ever heard like a rally car, you might have heard this on like Gymkhana videos with Ken Block. In between shifts or when they're like coasting, you'll hear it like crackling, the crackling and popping. So it's dumping fuel into the exhaust, or it's something with the valves that it's letting the fuel get past the cylinder. So it's exploding in the exhaust side, and those explosions in the exhaust is spooling the turbo, even though it's not revving the car.
It just sounds like he's like redlining it.
It's really hard on your turbo, but
yeah,
when you're racing, you know?
Yeah. That engine only needs to last that one race.
That's right.
Was that BDS?
BDS.
I don't know what that means, but
really? BDS?
BDS.
Edwin Fuel Injection. Oh, it's Edelbrock.
Edelbrock,
it says Edelbrock Fuel Injection right there.
Yeah.
Because the reason we're talking about all this is Don's in here turning his little 10-millimeter wrench, and who pops through the door?
Without cut-off sleeves, I don't understand. Do you wear any shirts with cut-off sleeves?
No, not without, like, doing it on purpose.
Don't the little, like, frills, like,
get you
annoy you? Like, is it like, oh, I got a tear in my sleeve and I got to cut the sleeve off? Or is it like as soon as he gets a shirt, he's like, these sleeves are coming off?
I don't know.
That's a strange mindset to me, to be like, yeah, these sleeves got to come off.
Yeah, it is. So Brian walks into the shop, like, to the side of Dom. Dom doesn't even flinch.
No.
The cops are looking for Dom. He's in big trouble.
Right.
You think if you saw a shadow or somebody, or even if I was working in my garage and somebody walked in like that, right, I would be like, whoa, go.
You don't have the confidence of Dom, I guess.
No, I don't. He's not even like listening to music or anything.
He's one silence with the car right now.
Yeah. But Brian says
he doesn't even have the energy rock playlist on Spotify.
Oh, that's a good one. That'll get you pumped up.
Yeah.
So Brian says, everybody's looking for you, Dom.
Dom says, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Which we're like, yeah, that makes sense. That's where everybody should go to look for him.
Yeah, house. Exactly.
He's like,
I'm not hiding.
It's like, too obvious. Yeah. Like, oh, he won't be at his house. He's in Mexico.
But you would think, being strategic police or whoever, that they would at least send somebody there and be like, in case he goes back.
Or somebody he knows is there. Just have someone
like be there and yeah. be like, you know.
Yeah, or somebody knows lookout. They could question.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But that's enough talk about the police. Let's talk about cars. It's nice to see you've gone with the times and switched to electronic fuel injection.
Yeah.
That's what Brian says to Dom.
And he said it looks good. And that's where a minute ends.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Like, when did Dom have the time to switch this car over? That's a big changeover, isn't it? You got to run an ECU.
Yeah.
And like,
I don't know what all's involved, but I doubt it's easy.
But like, hey, he hasn't like been around his house very much. Wasn't he just in another country? No, I guess he came back to... This isn't the car he was racing either.
No, but Letty was working on it.
Did Letty do it?
Maybe Letty did it.
Yeah.
Because Mia said earlier that she was out there every day working on it.
That's pretty risky. Let's say your dad had this car.
Yeah.
And it was real special to you.
Right.
And you go away for a while and you come back and your girlfriend switched it over to a different like fuel management system. Like, especially like carbureted and fuel right? injection is very controversial. There's like
right.
like old school guys that love carbureted and would not want anything to do with fuel injection.
Right.
Dom seems like one of those kind of guys.
I do feel like as soon as you start modifying, it's like you've thrown that like old school mentality out of it. Like, this didn't come with a giant supercharger on it. So once you start the modifications, it's not like I'm not maintaining the like originality of the car right. anymore.
But there's still guys that grew up with carburetors and they know how to tune them.
Right.
And they like doing that. There's something a lot simpler about it.
Yeah. Now he's like, this is just like my Mazda RX-7.
Yeah.
Fuel injected right. now.
Yeah, that's funny. Brian's like, oh, you're with the times, but he's driving like, he's driven some pretty decent new cars.
Yeah.
Right? What's the newest thing we've seen Dom in?
Just the RX-7.
That's the newest?
Since then, he hasn't like...
The Subaru, I guess.
Well, yeah, he's driven it. He
didn't build that.
But we don't see him working. I mean, he helped build the Supra, I guess. Mm. And his hood's on top of the roof.
Oh, right? Man.
That's what that is?
Make you uncomfortable?
It does.
Yeah.
I'm like, did he put a blanket down at least? I don't know.
Like a shipping blanket?
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's the end of
so if this car
81
wasn't fast enough before, you wait till you see it with fuel injection.
Yeah, it's going to so twist the torque. Chassis. Have you seen that? Have you seen that TikTok that's like me at 16 and it's Dom explaining so much torque off the line that it switched the chassis or that twisted the chassis.
I saw that. I feel like it.
And then
like,
what
happens?
And then Brian is the guy listening, but instead of Brian, it says, random AutoZone employee. It's like explaining that he put the new air filter on.
Oh, and
Or new air intake. Remember when we used to like go to AutoZone and like look at the stuff and be like up to 15 horsepower? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh man.
I would just walk up and down the aisles and look at like, oh, look at these like muffler tips.
Right, right.
And chrome
shift knobs.
Yeah, like all that different stuff.
Those are fun times.
They were.
And then we went to Ollie's to actually buy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, they had good deals on neons.
Yeah. I miss those days. But not that much.
Really?
What? Did I miss them or not that much?
How often do you miss them?
Only when I think about them.
Yeah.
I try not to think about them.
They were good times. I miss cars being able to like being excited to put a $15 modification to your car
and
thinking it was cool.
Right.
Like, there's not much I could do to any of my vehicles right now that I'd be like, yes.
Right.
And excited to go drive it then.
We're at the point where most of our working on cars is just to, like, maintain them.
Right. I was seriously looking into getting an RX-8. Because I was like, you can pick them up like pretty cheap.
Recently?
Yeah, like a week ago.
That's pretty recent.
Well, I've been thinking about it for a while, and then like last week I started to really research it because I'm like, the rotary would be a cool engine to learn. Mm-hmm. And they're unique, but it would be kind of fun. And you can pick up RX-8s pretty cheap because people don't want to deal with a rotary engine. But apparently the RX-8s have a different 13B than the RX-7s because of like emissions and fuel efficiency and stuff. They change some things around, which make them a lot harder to turbo. And I like RX-8s are pretty slow. So I'd want to like make some power out of it. And with bolt-ons, you really don't get much power out of the Wanko. You need a turbo. So I'm looking at this and it's like, oh, like they're very hard to turbo. So people swap the older RX-7 engine in and those are expensive, but they're like, oh, you could do like a LS swap, like a V8 swap.
Right, right.
I'm like, oh, I guess that's not that, like, I could do that. So I'm like, oh, I should look up like a swap kit. And I'm looking it up and it's like, you'll spend between $15,000 and $20,000 to do a LS swap. And I'm like, I'm going to have like 30 grand wrapped up in a V8 RX-8. Like, might as well just buy a Corvette.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going to keep driving my minivan.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where we're at.
I feel like that's what happens a lot. It's like, oh, wow. No, I'm not spending that much money on this idea. Yeah. So I'll just go back to my whatever. We're having a conversation at work about to somebody who doesn't, she's younger and she drives a newer Chevy and she was complaining about it, like the monthly cost of it and everything like that. And I'm like, well, you should just drive me and another guy who drives a 95 pickup truck and I drive a 96 pickup truck.
Yeah.
I was like, you should just drive cars like we do. And then it's $0 every month. You just have to pay to maintain it, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but your vehicles barely get you to work. It's like, well, they give us to work fine. But like her view of like our my 96 two-wheel drive Nissan pickup is that, yeah. Because you get in it and you have to like have that lever that over to like heat or cooling, you know what I mean? But I love that. Like I think like late 90s, early 2000s, like it's just stuff just worked nicely inside. Yeah. It's like all so simple. I hate we have these cars at work that we use as like loaner vehicles. Sometimes we use them to like run around and get stuff. And I get in it and to like in the summer, if I want to turn the AC on, you get in the car, it's baking hot, you know?
Yeah.
And all the AC controls are on the screen.
Oh yeah.
And so you have to wait like, until like boots up and Ford, you know, and it's like, you know, whatever it is.
And they're like, where's the fan button? Oh, it's a button over here. And like,
it's, but all it's all on the screen. Like, there's no, like, I get in my 96 and I'm like, phew, AC, you know, crank it up the whole way.
Simple, straightforward.
Yeah. So yeah. There's pros and cons, but.
Yeah. I liked having an older, like, I drove a mid 90s Corolla and I really enjoyed that. What I found when I, at my old job, we used to get brand new, like, Ford Focuses. And we'd get them, I'd be like, oh, this is sweet. This car has 100 miles on it.
Yeah.
And within 10 minutes of driving it, I'm like, it's boring. You don't think twice.
Right.
And then I realized the same thing happened when I had my Corvette. I was like, first like couple weeks, I'm like, this is awesome.
Right.
And then pretty soon you're driving it and you don't even, you take everything for granted in it. And like, so what I found is I like having a really old, simple car. Because there's something about it, you know, it's kind of crude, but it gets you around. The seats always feel like youth group sofa, you know?
Yeah.
Well, but worn. Then when you get into your nicer car, you can appreciate better those like features that otherwise just start to feel so normal. You don't even think twice.
So you need to have both.
Yes.
You need to have a garbage car that gets you around and a nice car that you take on dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should.
I'll try.
So right now I have three garbage cars, but no, that's not true.
No, you don't. Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
My wife just drives that.
Yeah. Good for her.
And now she complains about the minivan.
Yeah, that would be going back to that. It's like, yeah.
You got to prioritize the older one. So you appreciate the newer one.
Your newer one can only be so nice. Like, our newest vehicle is an 06. And when Melody has to drive one of the older ones, it's not as enjoyable for us. So she appreciates the 06 because the alternative.
But if you go to the other, like, as soon as you have a 2016, the 06 isn't going to feel nice.
Right.
And you'll, it's weird. Our bodies just like adapt to it. And you don't actually end up, you feel like you're going to be happier and more satisfied in the newer vehicle, but you just, it becomes baseline and you're right back where you were.
Yeah. So might as well keep the old vehicle.
Yeah. It's cheaper.
Yep.
And as long as it's not breaking down.
Yeah.
But I would, this girl at your work, what does she drive? Mazda?
No, 19 Chevy Equinox.
Okay, I would bet money, $10, that your truck will be on the road longer than that Equinox.
Yeah.
Your 96 Toyota
Nissan.
Nissan.
Hard body.
Hard body.
King cab, baby.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
But so you're not going to bet against me?
No, I'm not going to bet against you.
If you want to take that bet, comment on our Instagram. All right.
I know, what's his name? Snackman isn't going to bet against that either because he knows a 96 hard body is the truck to have.
Oh, yeah. He had one. It was not real hard. His frame was like rust. The thing, like, Asher's hard body, Snackman's hard body, it like, the frame rusted so much, it like bent right between the cab and the bed.
So the bed so was they, like rubbing.
Tilted together.
Yeah, mine is like all rusted out over the wheel wells. So it's like if anything goes on that right now, it's going to be the bed just rusting out.
Does it pass the pen test?
Well, it doesn't matter for
the bed.
For inspection.
Spray foam.
You can have no bed. It doesn't matter.
Spray foam and Bondo.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any tech will pass that.
And that's it for minute 81. Boss.
All right.
Thanks for listening. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason.
And always remember,
winning's winning.